The Concordant Version of the Old Testament, copyright 2021 by the Concordant Publishing Concern. The Book of Obadiah, the Vision of Obadiah. Thus says my Lord Yahweh concerning Edom. We hear a report from Yahweh, and an agent he has sent among the nations. Rise, and let us rise against her for battle. Behold, I have made you small among the nations. Despised are you exceedingly. The arrogance of your heart, it lures you. You who are tabernacling in the clefts of the crag. A height is his dwelling. He is saying in his heart, who shall bring me down to earth? If you soar aloft like the vulture, and if your nest is set among the stars, from there I shall bring you down. Avering is Yahweh. If thieves come to you, if devastators of the night, how you would be stilled. Would they not steal their quota? If grape pickers they come to you, would they not let only clean gleanings remain? How the things of Esau will be searched. His secluded stores will be ferreted out. They will send you back unto the boundary. All the men of the covenant with you, they will lure you away. The men bidding you peace will prevail against you. Those sharing your bread, they shall set an ensnarement under you without your detection of it. Will it not be in that day, Avering is Yahweh, that I will destroy the wise from Edom and understanding from Mount Esau? Your masters will be dismayed, Teman, that each man may be cut off from Mount Esau by being dispatched. Because of wrong done to your brother Jacob, shame shall cover you, and you will be cut off for the eon. In the day that you stood aloof, in that day aliens captured his estate, and foreigners, they entered his gateways, and over Jerusalem they cast the lot. Moreover, you were as one of them. Yet you must not stare in the day of your brother, in the day of his disaster, and you must not rejoice over the sons of Judah, in the day of their destruction, and you must not magnify your mouth in the day of distress. You must not enter into the gateway of my people in the day of their calamity. Moreover, you must not stare at his evil suffering in the day of his calamity, and you must not stretch forth upon his estate in the day of his calamity, and you must not stand at the crossway to cut off his delivered ones, and you must not enclose his survivors in the day of distress. For near is the day of Yahweh over all the nations. Just as you do, it shall be done to you. Your dealing, it shall return on your own head. For just as you drink on my holy mountain, so shall all the nations drink turbid wine, and they will drink and swallow absinthe, and they will become as if not having become. Yet in Mount Zion there shall come to be deliverance, and it will be holy, and the house of Jacob will tenant their own tenancies. And the house of Jacob will become a fire, and the house of Joseph a blaze, and the house of Esau will be straw. They will flare up among them and devour them. And there shall not be a survivor for the house of Esau, for Yahweh, he speaks. And they of the Negeb will tenant Mount Esau, and they of the low foothills the area of the Philistines. They will tenant the field of Ephraim and the field of Samaria, and Benjamin will tenant Gilead, and the deportation, this army of the sons of Israel, will tenant the Canaanites' territory unto Zarephath. And the deportation of Jerusalem, who are in Sepharad, shall tenant the cities of the Negeb. Saviors will come up in Mount Zion to judge Mount Esau, and the kingdom will become Yahweh's.